This is WKSU News. I'm Tim Riddell. The 2018 midterm election is just a few weeks away. Investing in America's infrastructure is a major emerging issue, as it was right before another midterm nearly a century ago, when much of what needs rebuilding today was first put into place. History is known to repeat, and in this case, some of it is still standing to help inform the future. 84 years ago, building America was a hot topic then too. Franklin Roosevelt was the new president, and his New Deal was poised to get going with a campaign of public works, many of which are well known today, like Derby Downs.
The place, Akron, Ohio. The time, the morning of August 16th. The excitement, the 1936 All-American and International Soapbox Derby Finals.
The New Deal's WPA, the Works Progress Administration, led the way with infrastructure projects big and small, from Cleveland's Memorial Shoreway to street-by-street fix-ups like in front of the Youngstown home where Donna DeBlasio lives.
We have WPA sidewalks, so, you know, there's stuff like that around. Of course, the post offices and the murals inside the post offices are very well known. Camel's post office is WPA.
DeBlasio is a history professor at Youngstown State University. She says architectural decoration and public murals were part of the New Deal's new concept for building America beyond bricks and mortar, a broad concept that included patronizing the arts. Holly Witchy is an art historian and conservator who has studied the New Deal too. She's in the mural restoration lab at the Intermuseum Conservation Association in Cleveland, the oldest art conservation center in the country. She's director of education and outreach. She says the WPA had a whole division for the arts.
The thing about the arts division was it was murals, but it was prints and concrete animals for the children to climb on and ceramics for the children's room. There were even, I think, dolls commissioned.
Natural resources development was addressed through the WPA, too. Wasteland was reclaimed by reforestation, streams were dammed for flood control and to create water supplies, and some of those projects involved forced seizure of private property. Brian Eby is a Mogador businessman and amateur historian of the area. As he walks along the shore of Mogador Lake, he recounts how his family lost their generations-old berry farm to that WPA project.
Grandma can remember coming down here and picking berries, so, you know, just all up through what is now this shoreline was where the berry fields grew.
But the house his grandmother grew up in and the other homesteads are long lost to the lake.
Some of those are under here in this body of water just there. When I was a kid, my dad and I would fish here with a fish finder. You could get the outline of the foundations underwater.
Eby says once the WPA and City of Akron, who teamed up to build the reservoir, decided on the Portage County site, they were aggressive in acquiring it.
And they would offer pennies on the acre. They would take great swaths of land, and if the farmers held out too long, they'd take them to court.
Accusations of heavy-handedness led to political pushback. Some New Deal legislation was even ruled unconstitutional. Historian DeBlasio says that's a lesson for planners of any national rebuilding effort today. She says so, too, is the way the WPA adjusted.
What happens in the 30s and what happens with the New Deal has changed what we expect out of the government. That, yeah, there are certain things the government should be doing. But if something didn't work, okay, it doesn't work. Let's try something else. They're always willing to try new things.
There's another way of looking back at the WPA that informs the future. Brian Eby says it's that infrastructure is around for a long time, and its purpose and value can change. Mogador Reservoir is an example. It was never used for why it was built, supplying water for Akron industry, but 80-plus years later, it has a distinctive value.
People fish, people photograph. There are hiking clubs that go back through the West Woods over there, and when I was a kid, I can remember sailboats on this lake.
Economic and social circumstances have also changed since the period of the WPA, but political parallels remain. Ideas for heavily investing in the national infrastructure were in play for the midterm election right before the WPA was formed. That was 1934. And, like in 2018, the balloting was the first midterm election test for a new administration that was a dramatic departure from what had come before. I'm Tim Riddell, 89.7 WKSU.